You damn right.
I piss my ass.
Race war.
The last ride.
Yeah.
It was back.
Olympic slam.
Yeah.
Malay.
2004.
It's so fucking real.
You damn right.
Wait a minute.
You're not even Chavito.
Who are you, USA?
Back to red.
You damn right. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Justin.
All right, everyone. Welcome back.
What?
You damn right to watch along. Of the Ruthless Aggression Era. I'm Justin. Sam's here.
Yeah.
Melee's here.
Luigi.
We are watching the August 16th, 2004 episode of Monday Night Raw. Finally. This is the Raw after SummerSlam. We have not watched WWE programming from this era in way too fucking long because they took it all off of Peacock.
They never put it on Netflix.
And they never put it on Netflix.
We just finished SummerSlam.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, John. Melee.
Hi.
Thank you, Chair.
Damn.
Hello.
Are you ready to watch the August 16th, 2004 episode?
Yeah.
There's no.
Bro, forgot to unmute.
You damn right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Eric!
Guts! The drugs!
Alright, we're back. Let's get it on!
Holy fuck!
You got
Was Edith Skipper.
I got what? The Ho and the Lee and the Frank.
Hey, how does this look more HD?
Why won't
Peacock?
They? Holy fuck.
Yes,
yeah, it really does
look
so much better than Peacock.
That's crazy.
Alright, Melee, stand up.
Evolution.
I hear voices. Oh my god, it's Batista.
Strap is so fucked up.
Better.
Happened to Benoit.
Strap is so bent.
Yeah.
Oh my god, golden shower. What?
I want to pee on you.
What? Wait a minute, say that again. He's spitting. He's pissing.
That's a nice looking title.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Babaloomba.
They're gonna pop and everyone's gonna run away.
Line in the sand!
That's how you listen.
Who I am.
Ooh, wait.
Ooh, wait. That guy's side.
Justin,
take us out.
Oh my god.
On top of that.
Ooh, well, like your side, yeah.
Why is he nutting? Why is he naked?
Ooh, I see the line in the sand, yeah.
Let me see that sign one more time. That gave me a really good idea.
Makes me think of what I'm gonna do to my opponent.
Fucking balloon.
Makes me think of what I'm gonna do to my opponent at WrestleMania. Just don't remember his name, but I'm gonna crush him.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I'm gonna crush my opponent, yeah.
Nation.
What's a big fucking balloon? I sure hope you don't pop that. Ooh, wait. Oh, no.
That's not his name. His name's not Pop. No.
Oh, I don't. Keep? No, no.
No,
but that's close.
Not, that's not it. No.
Oh, that. No.
Yeah, no.
Go back to that sign one more time.
Let me see that sign.
Spark some inspiration.
Ring a bell for me, yeah.
No, that's not right. Hannah. Oh, you know what, actually? It might be Macho Man. Oh, what is it, Randy? I think it might be Cope.
Cope? I don't think it's Cope. I don't think it's Cope, Randy. No. Yeah, no. No, I kind of like this guy right here in the ring. His name is Randy, too. Yeah.
Oh, you're
right. Oh, he's hitting my pose. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You know, maybe... Maybe that's me after all.
You know, Macho Man, I used to have that belt, yeah.
Oh, that's actually Mr. That's actually true, Mr. Man. I didn't know you had that yourself.
I did have that belt, Macho, yeah.
Had that belt. Except this one
his first words, yeah. He was just born a few years ago, yeah.
Where the hell's Mr. Elizabeth?
Mr. Elizabeth.
Mr. Elizabeth. Miss. Where the fuck is Elizabeth?
Ooh, I didn't realize she became my title belt. I want to know how Mark feels.
Mm-hmm. What a shitty belt.
Yeah, where's the bent?
I hadn't earned my stripes yet. You all thought that there was no way in hell that Randy Orton could defeat Chris Benoit.
Randy Norton.
No, I read the dirt sheets.
Apple. Auto glass.
The sharpshooter. Six consecutive gut-wrenching.
Damn.
German suplexes.
That belt was extremely curved.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame they can't make the replica look like that.
Also, you a curve.
Mm-hmm. You. Ding it up.
WWE this time was for real.
History. Yes.
Yes.
Rainmaker. Oh,
Chris is only 40. You're much older now.
The legend Kazu.
What? I want all
the 24. That's his name.
The legend Crippler.
Wait a minute.
Raise your hand. Let's John Cena let here.
Bailey, raise your hand.
Look, all three.
All right, 24-year-old men, stand up. That dude is not 24.
Can I see the 24? Damn, raise your third hand.
You are not 24, dog.
Who are maybe 34.
Dream.
You could be 24.
This guy definitely not 24.
This is not anymore.
Why is Randy standing up? Oh my god.
But I'll do you one better. I swear to god, John better. Just sneezed and did said Hawk Duo when he fucking sneezed on purpose.
I said Achu, you fucking Mark.
Hawk Duo.
Listen, I'm not gonna take
that shit. Oh my god, Jets! JTS, Jets!
I'm not gonna take that shit from the guy who Peter Griffin moaned without.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
What the hell? That was the
sound.
That was also just Sam.
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, Sam! Whoa! Wait a minute.
What the?
I don't like where this is going.
Orton fucking getting grossed out.
Look at that, people. Orton's like, wait a minute. I forgot I was homophobic.
That is disturbing.
That's disturbing.
That's enough.
You saw. Right, ladies, you saw. You saw. Wait a minute.
Take your pants off. Ladies
know how to show respect. That is very disturbing. That is the average shape of the 24-year-old male.
Looks good.
Thanks.
This promo got the belt taken off him.
No. Most 24-year-old men are in that kind of a shape the world over. It's sad, but true. Even that much more impressive. Because not only
it's got a nice girth.
Better looking.
God, I hope Evolution turns on him now.
Why would you say that? Obviously, they're not.
Dude,
something about him. He's just rowdy.
What?
He's a Sarathi.
A lot of you say, a lot of you think, I know you're thinking it, that me
Rowdy
winning
Randy Orton.
Was a fluke last night. That me winning was a fluke. Me defeating Chris Benoit was a fluke.
Sam, you were asking why the belt is straps like that? Fucking look at the way they're holding it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It looks cooler that way because the side belt. Plate is all fucking. You hold it like that and the side plate's like popping off and stuff. It looks really cool.
What nobody else could
mine
do.
Is better.
Yeah, you got a foam belt.
Mm-hmm. I beat Chris Benoit. Mm-hmm.
It's actually really good.
Two, three.
Should be the main now, plate sure, out of foam too.
I'm a little banged up. Hell,
that'd be
it's
awesome.
Taken all my strength to come out here and stand before you people.
You people.
But that
Stoon.
It's Allison.
The Stoon.
Now, sure, there's been many champions before me, and that's just fine. But I am unlike all the others. I'm Randy Orton.
Oh! What? I've been trying to figure out who this
I
is.
I thought this was Chris Benoit now, because that actually goes up a lot.
Randy Orton better than Tim Hortons.
All the others, I am Randy Orton!
Randy Orton. Ah, wait. Okay, see, I thought you were
Bring
Randy
back Doink!
Orton. I didn't know you were Randy Orton.
Bring back Doink!
Doink.
That's crazy that you
Doink.
Saw that time.
Something
strong glasses that way.
Doink.
Get used to the $3,000
suit. Julian. See two fucking WrestleMania 10 references.
Yeah, real.
It's crazy.
Has only just
one
begun.
Family.
Just one. Wrestling has Emily.
Nation. Big Show ate my other son. Oh my!
He's oh back. No. Oh my god, he's. Oh!
Is that purple?
Ooh!
I'm a hiss right now.
We're cooking.
Oh my dude, this fucker looks insane.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I know, give it fucking 3 years. Uh huh, uh huh.
Big Show ate my
son. My name's Randy. I'm going to do something to my opponent at WrestleMania. I can't remember either word now.
Well, you know what? I think
go back to Atlanta.
Go back to Atlanta.
Wait, don't do that, actually.
Wait. Just one.
Not a thought behind those eyes.
Just one. I got one more in there.
And also Chris.
Yeah.
You know, before your journey of the Randy Orton era begins,
I just
Christ.
That your first title defense is going to be against me.
Against
me.
Against
me when I'm Canadian.
Me when I name my favorite punk band.
I heard about you. I know all about it. Okay?
Psalm 41.
You give yourself a couple weeks, you give me 2 or 3 weeks to heal up, man. You challenge me, you face me again, and I will beat you again. No. Norton, you just do not get it.
Oh, I'm busy in 2 weeks.
Such a funny visual. Randy, full fucking three-piece suit. Chris Benoit, full gear, oiled up.
I'm not going to wait 3 weeks. I'm not going to wait 2 weeks. Hell, I'm not going to wait 1 week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait another day.
That's one of his text messages said.
In this ring!
Alright.
It's gonna be you versus me for the world heavyweight!
Him talking to the mirror.
Wait a minute! Can he do that?
Oh my god, Crystal Wolf's back! He's coming back.
What?
It must be a first of a cost. Benoit just came from the general manager's office.
Look at him.
He's exercising his rematch card tonight! We're gonna
see this classic around his prey.
He's exercising his constitutional right.
Constitutional rights. Bro's definitely exercising, alright.
No, Jim, it's called Destino.
All or nothing match.
Rhino!
No,
all or nothing.
Rhino.
Oh, this is hot.
Thank you.
then the team of Rhino and Tajiri will never be in contention for the World Tag Team Championship.
Thank you, Rhino. Motherfucker,
we
shut up!
This crazy style.
Dude, look at this
fucking squad!
Tag team the fucking squad!
Yeah, this tire trunk was crazy.
Nation, motherfucker! Nation!
Cheesy double prequel.
Oh, dude. Oh, it is.
Nation, motherfucker.
It's also very hard right now.
I haven't hit this particular bit in a very long time.
Law resistance.
Whoa, Rob Conway kind of looks like Rob Conway now.
Yeah. He also looks like smaller Brian Cage.
Yeah, real.
Smaller current Ryan Cage.
I'm gonna kill that motherfucker.
I fucking hate French people.
Also, fucking Rhino has white wrist tape on instead of black. It's throwing me the fuck off.
That's crazy.
Get something written on it. Canada has some great
athletes, you know. His lines for the promo after they lose or whatever.
Oh. Let me read this. Other. Fucker.
What'd you call me?
I motherfucker.
My bad Ugg.
My bad Ugg.
Why they swept it out of the ring?
Maybe they should sweep it away from
ladies
the ring.
And gentlemen.
Maybe under the ring, even.
No, because if Hornswoggle's got to clean his house, I think consider it.
That's not going to work.
Rhino searched the four corners of the partner. You want to clear my house? I got shit in the back of my shit.
You know there's nobody under that ring, Melee.
Shit in the back of my shit.
Hornswoggle's not up there.
No one's under the ring anymore.
The
little people.
The little people have died.
They've crossed the Rainbow Bridge.
This is not a Park Tonight Entertainment.
Rainbow Bridge!
And Little People's Core has died.
Oh! Three! Boing!
Ooh, Mila, my cock is out.
His? Yes, it is, actually.
Cool.
Is it? Oh, you learned from your fucking best friend.
He looked
from your
yeah,
father.
From Renee.
Oh my god.
Father.
He's putting it on his shoulder right now.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, why are you hard?
That is what you would like to know, Mr. Rhinoceros.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
You are going to suck my Sylvan Greenitz. Just look at me.
London. Oh my god.
Oh. Rhyne
on Rhino now. One unnecessary Rhino.
What do you mean?
Certainly,
I don't get it.
Thanks to the outside
interference of exploded Wolfgang Fortnite terms. Finds
himself Bazinga. The aggressor
in this match. Oh, thank you.
The oppressor.
Compact knockdown.
The streak continues. Pressing the advantage here. Certainly Grenier
and Conway would like to touch your nose. With Rhino and Tajiri, if you ask me.
Or if you ask me, I'm shocked over what just took place a few minutes ago. I can't believe that Randy Orton is going to be forced to defend his World Heavyweight Championship for less than 24 hours after
winning it. Someone help me. Somewhat customary,
and Benoit played that card. Well, like this
sure. Rematch clause 24 hours after you lose.
You can, obviously.
No,
I
don't
think
yeah.
anyone has ever done that. Well, maybe they haven't, but it may be an unprecedented night here tonight in that respect.
Well, it's just not fair. I mean, let's face it, Benoit, he's, that's why they call him a Wolverine. He is an animal. He's probably, he might not even hurt from last night.
I don't know about that, but he is an animal. And Benoit wants that world title back, and he'll get the chance tonight, and what a match. Benoit and Orton had at SummerSlam 24 hours ago. Awesome match.
Yeah, that's how long it lasted. Oh,
I know. That was awesome. Hooking the near leg. And Grenier got
kind of shoulder up. Rhino, powerful. He will hammer you at every opportunity.
Well, it's an all or nothing match.
Oh! Quite frankly, I'm predicting nothing.
All or nothing.
All or nothing. Rhino must win this
match. That's double or nothing.
Yeah, they keep getting it wrong for some reason.
And to go unforgiven and get that opportunity. Oh, look out here.
Belly to belly.
And got a near fall out of it. Couldn't hook the leg. Allowed the Grenier's grasp gasping for air. That suplex took the air right out of Grenier.
That's going to the gore.
What I'd do if I were Tajiri. Just not Tajiri and Rhino. They're not. They would not be eligible unless Rhino wins this match. It's all or nothing.
Is Rhino fucking concussed? Why does he keep doing that?
The big man Robert Conway now trying to.
Oh! Robert!
Trying to build this finisher. Close enough. Welcome back.
Hunt.
Another near fall by Grenier. Again, that outside interference by Robert. The championship belt.
Ooh, Robert. Jerry.
Akatua.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, you're going to hate me.
What?
You're going to hate me.
Go ahead.
Karen Tua.
I'm going to go get some more food.
All right, Justin, take us out.
That took me out.
Anybody can see that. Well, that's it. Batista fears charisma because that's crazy. I will also be getting food.
Oh my God, King is wearing normal clothes. What the fuck?
But that's not the only shocker. Kane defeated Matt Hardy. Or was he January 6th?
Yes. And King Lita's face. I will never forget her face when that match was over, well, as long as I live.
I wasn't shocked about the fact that Kane defeated Matt Hardy, but you're right. Lita's face. It dawned on Lita that she is going to spend the rest of her life with her new husband, Kane. And as a matter of fact, speaking of Kane, I think we have Kane standing by for some words. Can we hear from Kane? Huh?
She could just divorce.
This invitation is to everyone all over the world that I, Kane, request your presence
<It came.
laughs> for my marriage to Lita.
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 The 23rd of August at the Arrowhead Pond in Anaheim, California, to be broadcast live. Here on Raw.
I thought he was corpsing.
He was fucking cummering.
Yeah, he said, I came.
Oh my gosh! Did you hear that announcement, JR? Kane and Lita will be married next week live on Raw! This is fabulous news! Oh, I can't wait to see this. Shut up! This is going to be huge news! They're going to get married right here! I can see it now. 25 years from now, when I'm sitting here with a new broadcast partner, they'll be celebrating their silver wedding anniversary, Kane and Lita. Well, and wait till they say,
that's a nice reaction for him.
The bride. Can you imagine Kane puckering up, grabbing Lita's pretty little face right in his hand, and laying one on her? This is going to be great!
Of course he would like that.
Well, Kane's got his first wedding gift, ladies and gentlemen.
JR, got angry there, and he's like, shut the fuck up.
Because tonight, it will be Edge defending
my hair
against the Big Red Machine. It happens live tonight. What a wedding present.
Oh my God, he didn't go to sleep.
Welcome back to Raw, everybody, and yes, tonight is the night. The rematch. The new World Heavyweight Champion, Randy Orton, puts his newly won world title on the line.
You can see the blue screen.
Chris Benoit. It's hard to believe we're going to see this classic less than 24 hours, King, from SummerSlam.
That is hard to believe. And what you thought was hard to believe took place last night at SummerSlam. As a matter of fact, can we go back and just revisit it just for a minute? It was the death do his part match. There she was, the lovely Lita. She was at ringside, and there he is, Kane. Now we know future husband, and there we see Matt Hardy. And what a match, JR. Matt Hardy, I mean, he gave it all. He had everything riding on it. He came out of the box with vicious clotheslines. He dropped leg drops on Kane from the top rope. He pulled out all the stops. As a matter of fact,
even this
Lita theme? Was used in this match. You see Lita passing that metal bell in that Matt Hardy tried to bash Kane's brains out with.
But to no avail.
Right. I remember none of this.
The referee Matt using the bell on Kane.
I choose to forget.
I'm going to be honest. If we would have watched this the night after we watched SummerSlam, I still would not remember any of this.
Mm-hmm. I will forget as we're watching it.
Yeah. I'm not committing to memory a fucking Matt Hardy match or a Kane match, but both of them together? Mm-hmm. Especially not.
Yeah, that's my reaction.
The shock, the disbelief, but check out Kane.
Me reading the card to SummerSlam.
I can't believe it. And they'll get married next Monday night in Anaheim.
Oh, brother.
Opa.
Lita, just 1 second.
Where were you, coach? You fucking freak.
Lita, why are you a whore?
I mean, the wedding is 1 week from tonight, live, right?
Can you do
Raw.
The Charleston?
What is going through your mind right now?
Can you do the Canerston?
At the Cana Cabana.
Oh my god, the women's locker room.
Oh my god, Chris
Miller.
Oh yeah, you guys missed
these are all the women on Raw.
I think these are all the heels.
So I thought, real, actually.
These are all the faces.
Upside down.
Oh, sorry.
So the divas and I decide to throw you a bridal shower.
I have to throw you a golden shower.
Presents. Yes, there's presents. Mm-hmm. Right, Molly?
That's right. Well, Lita, since you like to sleep around so much, I got you something that you can really use. First,
this is a prophylactic
control pill.
And of course,
this is rather progressive.
Hello, Gail Kim.
I agree. Magnum.
Trojan man.
Kane is not packing like that.
I'm really upset when you knew that you had to marry Kane. But look, guys.
Super pixelated image.
You two are obviously in love. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about the baby because we had a composite made. Mm-hmm. And look. It's a beautiful baby.
Oh,
what? That's the pot art.
Uh-huh.
That's the pot art.
Oh, and one
canes,
too.
That actually looks like me. Ironically.
Yeah, I look like Gil Kim.
That's right, baby.
You're right.
On those long, cold nights when Kane's out of town.
Jazz, why are you here?
Big red machine of your own.
Well, it's a vibrator.
Big red machine of your own. Ah.
Okay, you can thank us now.
You're welcome.
Wait! Hey, we tried really hard. We put this party together.
Here.
Hey, also, I just realized, why do they all open her gifts?
Good luck next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hello, Victoria.
Hey, great job in Diva Dodgeball. Who was your coach? Stevie Wonder?
What? Oh my god!
I was okay.
Oh my fucking Sean.
Please.
Charlatan. Here's my Titantron.
Who's been gone?
Oh.
Oh my god, he found Jesus again.
And we are back live here, ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, that's
Victoria makes her way to the ring. I can tell you this. I know Shawn Michaels is setting his sights on returning to Raw.
Whoa.
Unforgiven in Portland.
Whoa.
Oh, baby.
What's her secret?
You're an idiot.
That was insane.
One-on-one matchup upcoming here, King. I know you're going to like this. Oh, I'm going to love this one. And I'm going to love telling you that tonight.
Oh. Yeah! Oh, wait, wait!
Delicious! Oh, no, fuck you. I'm just doing it.
Am I gonna call at?
Delicious! Delicious! Fruity!
What the?
I need a hero!
27.
Oh, baby. Christian Cage is here. Maria!
Gail Kim, one of the young women that were involved in the... It's one of those lovely divas that gave...
My dick might fall off watching this.
Very nice... What are they, wedding gifts?
Yeah, we're dating style.
Wedding
mm-hmm.
gifts, right? Exactly. You were acting like that was just horrible. Those were great gifts. Well, just what Lita needs.
I'm happily married.
Yeah, me too. To Melee.
Me three.
Yeah, also to Melee.
Not anymore. I skipped that part.
I'm not married to Melee. Sorry, Melee.
Damn.
I'm married to Melee, but he doesn't know it.
John is divorced to Melee.
Bro, I like 5-play, actually.
What an idiot.
I can't count that high.
If I had divorced him, he wouldn't give me 5-play. He only gave me 4-play. I don't know what that even meant.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of that baby picture that Trish showed to Lita?
Me when I take the fucking wrestling spot on my whole knee? Sam, were you here when they announced what one of the matches on tonight's Raw was going to be?
Nope. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Is it Chris Benoit versus Randy Orton for the world?
No, it's not that
one. Whoa!
You'll see soon.
Is there something insane? If Lita had used her head and had been introduced to Trojan Man a long time ago, none of this would have taken place. None of this would have happened to her. They can sing a song. He's a man.
Why are you ignoring me? It's great to see Shawn Michaels on his way back, and there's a cover by Gail. I got to thinking about that.
Choke. Come off of me, I'm sensitive.
Just hearing Jericho say, stop ignoring me.
Busted his throat up. It's soft, this damage. Can Shawn even talk yet? I haven't spoken with him.
What?
What? And when I have a stroke and I don't die, unfortunately.
He was going to say.
And speaking of machines, what about that, that vibrating machine, that big red machine they gave to
Lita? All right.
That might come in handy.
The vibrator.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This submission move here by Gail Kim. Man, Gail Kim, she may win this match right here with this submission. I love this move. Victoria. Screaming in pain.
Don't tap yet.
And Victoria about to tap. And Victoria trying to work her way up. Nice counter, but what price and a nice escape by Victoria. But another knockdown by Gail Kim, mm-hmm. quickly regaining that offensive advantage.
Aren't you glad that Kane doesn't believe in long engagements? They're going to get married next week, JR.
I understand that. In Anaheim. We'll be there.
Another wedding you're going to get to go to.
Ah, they must be in Toronto. Bizarro Land.
Yeah, I don't know why Gail Kim would do that.
I was going to say, I didn't know she fucked crap.
It's awesome.
I mean, I would.
I did.
Oh.
Oh, you screwed Brett.
You screwed Brett. You screwed Brett.
Wait a minute. No, no.
Not her balls.
Don't air out my...
Oh my god, she took the flattest fucking back bump I've ever seen in my life.
I thought she was gonna go head first.
Oh my god, F5! Whoa!
That's what they're trying to do the TNA match.
Oh my god.
I ain't laid to mess with. Oh my god, Widow's Peak! Widow's Peak!
Widow's Peak! Widow's Peak!
Oh. I'm gonna do that to John. Whoop!
It's an okay match.
Good man, guys.
Look at this! Trish got slapped earlier by Victoria. Now Trish wants some more.
Tyson Tomko! Tyson Tomko!
Trish's problem solver.
Go fuck yourself.
Unhand her. Unhand her.
Oh my god.
Unhand her.
Get that fucking Jezebel away from that sweet little princess.
For sure, I hope you die. Oh. Leader. No, that's definitely not Lita.
Kill the guard! Kill the guard! Kill the guard!
Lita guard! Lita guard!
Lita guard! Oh my god! Tildy, my beloved! Tildy, my beloved!
Who is it? Who is it?
The Stooge! I actually don't know.
Even Richards. Like every time we
see her, it has what the? To do with Victoria. I want to see her face. What the? Who is it?
Who is it? Oh my god, it's Bobby Lashley. Coming up next. Egg? The Continental Championship will be decided. Kane? Bischoff's wedding gift to Kane.
The opportunity to meet Edge for the Intercontinental title. Don't do this match now, guys. You're going to have to do it 47 more times in about 2 months. Or a year.
A winner gets to meet a match. Kane wins
the Survivor till death do us match in SummerSlam. Ba-na-na-na. Ba-na. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Holy fuck. Not only because he's gonna win Lita next week, but look at this wedding present he gets from Eric Bischoff.
Ooh, egg title.
Ooh, good belt. That
is a wedding. John Cena should win that.
He might.
No, the oval IC.
He should have the ick open.
He should win the oval IC. That would be crazy.
No pyro, plus he got most of his theme song. He's winning.
Well, they're giving him confetti too.
To my bride, oh my god, to be.
Got cavities.
Leader.
Lita.
I thought the fucking ref was doing a run in, or the ref, the cameraman.
Ref's doing a run in.
I agree.
Lita, I know you'll be bouncing on that coke crazy style, but please come out here.
Oh wow.
He's here!
Oh my god. Wait a minute. Red gear.
I'm watching this fucker wrestle in person tomorrow. Is it?
They're watching Cope. I don't know who. What the fuck?
Edgehead!
I'm not doing that.
That's fucking crazy. But Edge gives me head. How about that?
It's fine, but I'm not going to do that.
Who are you talking to, Kane? Get out of my way, cameraman.
Out of my way, idiot.
Isakino me. Isakino me.
What?
Yeah. That's what the scene says, dude. Isakino me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like Latin or some shit. I don't know.
It's fucked up. I don't know.
That's how I heard it as a kid. I was like 13 and I found out that it says, "You think you know me," and I was like, oh!
Yeah.
I always thought it was just random fucking mumbling.
Even when I don't speak English.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Uh-huh. Get out of my country, how about that?
Red. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to John.
A bunch of queens. Yeah.
Queen! Queens! Queens!
Hogan is dating my grandma sign.
Is dating my grandma is crazy.
John, I think our fucking eyes are going directly to the same spot every time.
Listen, nothing's topping the fucking side, so.
Ooh.
That was unfucking believable. Yo, get this fucking shit out of the ring. Edge, you can stay.
The paparazzi.
I'm not popping any Rosie.
Papa Rizzy.
That's fine.
Kane, who's your daddy? It's Paul Bear. That's my dad.
I was going to say, we actually know canonically who his dad is.
Paul Bear is my dad.
Paul Bear should actually show up if he died.
Yeah, he's dead as fuck.
Oh, Kane! I can't believe that you're marrying this whore!
Dad, let me love who I choose to love. I don't care!
Dad, I have good news. You're going to be a grandfather.
Oh, my God! Come on, the honeymoon. Won't that be great? My priority
already have kids.
What? You fucking idiot. I'm having kids.
What if Kane and Lita took a camera?
Better.
Cameraman along on the honeymoon. What a video they could make it be.
We are who we choose to be.
What?
Come at night.
Now, Joe's.
Oh, I got it.
Intercontinental Championship for Kane, Premier Bischoff.
And a one of two championship matches.
What a Tua!
Fuck out of here. I don't got it.
Oh, he's tapping.
Why is the referee not counting Edge out here? That's a blatant cheat.
Well, maybe the referee's giving Kane a wedding gift. I don't have any idea.
We better find out. Whoa! Hello, the
Or maybe Satan or us.
What?
Damn sure a wedding from hell.
I'm gonna give birth to the fucking Antichrist.
Oh, wait a fucking minute. Who's this fucking
there's
whore?
There's that fucking whore herself. Mama the Antichrist. God fucking damn it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this Intercontinental title match will continue.
You ever see that movie? You ever see that movie, fucking End of Days? I hope Arnold fucking kills
ladies
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Intercontinental title is on the line. There she is, Lita. The young woman that will marry Kane.
That's Lita.
The leader.
Carrying Kane's baby. Yes, she is. Oh. As a matter of fact, can we get another shot? Look at her. She's showing. She's showing big time.
Well, Edge is showing some guts. Okay. He's trying to get back to his...
I wish Jerry the King Lawler was dead.
I agree. Also, Jerry the King Lawler.
Kane was the man that impregnated Lita.
I agree.
I mentioned that.
This match as a result of a wedding gift. Eric Bischoff.
What the fuck does that guy's sign even say? We're not a right, idiot. Sap.
Barely able to kick out. This is a match for Kane. A wedding gift from our general manager, Eric Bischoff. Look at Kane. It's right in the back. Kane winning the Intercontinental.
What that would be.
Kane. Kane. Kane.
Kane.
I feel tripped.
Oh, wait a minute, dude.
Doctor, no, you're okay. We're on the same team, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Charles Manson's going to get a plus her big red. To be the minister.
What would be a wedding from hell? What are you talking
Wait,
about?
Wait, say that again.
It's a perverse ceremony. What is supposed to be holy
I'm going to introduce to him. I mean, the four of us are just so fantastic.
For better or for worse.
You're an idiot. What are
you say that again.
Gotta give away.
It's perverted. Kane couldn't have done better and Lita couldn't have done worse, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's perverted. It's repulsive. As Kane wrenches that neck of the
fucking die, Kane.
It's hard to believe that Kane's going to get married here next week, and he may be the Intercontinental champion.
Let's talk about Jerry Lawler.
Edge is trying to fight back.
I can't. Now, Sean, I actually do have a question. When they do get married next week, what is their legal last name going to be? Is it going to be Lita Kane? Is it going to be Kane Dumbass?
Six inches.
I already knew Kane was a dumbass. God rest his soul, but I didn't think he'd be this fucking dumb.
I don't even want to. This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's an indecent marriage. It's a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that right hand.
Good night, nurse. Fall over.
That came from downtown. Edge had an instinct of desperation and another shot.
Oh my God.
Edge just trying to get this crowd to help him get back into it.
Oh, he the spear.
Getting behind the Intercontinental champion as he
is he stupid?
Come on, Kane. Your wedding present is at stake here.
What a hideous groom.
What are you talking about? The man just wants to be normal, JR.
Duh!
Hard shot. Nowhere to go.
He wants to
oh, my God.
Boy.
What's that called, Justin?
A dramatic.
Thank you.
That was a perfect battle.
It's trying to hook the leg, but look, it Kane able to kick out.
I don't know why you're Kane, look at Lita there. She's pregnant. She's showing. Kane is doing the honorable thing. He doesn't have to marry Lita. Most guys probably
he doesn't have to win the Intercontinental title, but he's doing it anyway.
Oh my God.
Taking Kane all the way to the security wall.
Tell me about it.
It is nice that Lita's there to support her. Groom to be, fiance.
whatever the fuck you want to call him.
Obviously, and Edge are out there, and I'm not so. Why is this move? As far as Edge, I just stand in the ring.
Canada.
Edge's way. He's a competitor.
Oh my God!
He's from Knoxville.
Champion. He's hammering away at the challenger. And Lita keeping a very close eye on this match.
Lita's starting to smile a little bit. You know what? She's going to resign herself to the fact that she is going to marry Kane next week, next Monday night live on Raw.
What a missile drop kick. And now can Edge capitalize.
Mistletoe drop kick.
The big move. The hook of the leg.
Oh, look out.
The King. Left shoulder up.
You know what? Looking at Lita, come to think about it, Lita's going to have a big smile on her face for many, many years to come, JR, because, face it, Kane is the big red machine.
Yes.
Okay, call him a machine.
All right.
Jesus Christ, Rainmaker!
He doesn't deserve that.
No, he doesn't, but it's still funny.
Redmaker.
Kanemaker.
Redmaker.
Who Kanemaker?
Maybe moments away from putting Edge away and winning the title.
Well, what about the world titles on the line in just a little while as well, JR? Come on, Kane!
Edge hammering Kane. Kane got up. That top turnbuckle, thinking about some kind of high risk. And Edge clubbing Kane.
All right, Sam, get ready. Popsy plunge.
All that Edge is worth. Is it going to be a DDT or? Referee went down, as did the Intercontinental Champion. Referee Chad Patnock down.
Come on, Kane, this is your chance.
And Kane now, the big red machine.
Do something good.
The big red machine may fly here, Kane.
Him watching any game match.
The clothesline from the challenger. Oh my God. We saw this. We've seen it so many times. This choke slam.
We saw it last night. Lita. Wait up next week.
What is Lita? You're pregnant.
Wait for after the wedding.
Lita, you're having a fucking child. You fucking better not do this shit. I swear to God, don't make me get fucking Snitsky out here.
Oh my God.
Edge is going to get the spear in. Instead, he got a big foot to the face.
Got that fucking hairline.
It's so crazy, isn't it?
What the?
Matt Hardy!
I thought that was Punisher. Scott Hall. Why do you have the Punisher on?
What is he doing?
I don't know, you were one too.
Come in, fucking Twist of Fate, Top Spam.
I know. That's what. Did you not see Matt Hardy? That's what Matt Hardy ate before he came out here.
The
boyhood dream.
The wedding gift.
He forgot he had residency.
The wedding gift.
Test.
Finish the wedding. Crazy big ass sign. What the fuck is that? Open up that whole side for Edge to fucking not
Whoa.
See it.
Give me back my wife.
Did I do that?
Idiot. Did I do that?
Well, I thought that Lita was coming out here to support Kane.
40%. 40%.
She may have to be
put what?
So how you can make it up right to now. Me, you can suck my dick.
Uh-oh.
Right here. Right now.
She's a pregnant lady.
Let's go. Me and you. Toe to toe. Right now. Let's go.
Epps.
Here we go again.
Just be straight with me. You're one of my toes, right?
Angry at
what just happened. You make my toes curl.
But I'm not. Oh, I can see what kind of relationship this is going to be. And I am going to enjoy it. But nothing can upset me tonight. Because next week, right here,
right now,
on Raw,
you're gonna suck my cock.
We are getting married.
What?
Stop just sounding like Eugene.
And later that
night, but he's almost there.
We'll consummate our marriage.
Ooh. I'm gonna consume it.
I bet you like hitting daddy.
Oh yeah. That's the way
you need to die.
I hope you die.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He liked it.
Oh god almighty, no.
Fuck
you. Oh, what the fuck? Hey kid, check this out.
This is what the kids call aura.
That freak.
Yeah. What if they called me the big red freak and Nita made my toes curl?
Fucking disgusting.
Oh
shoot!
Came from the heart.
Dude, he looks so
crazy. Oh my god!
He looks crazy.
Bro, hit that shit super fucking guttural. Oh my god!
His fucking render is insane. Oh my god, is that his face on the fucking side? Oh my god. Holy
fuck! Down the ball! Down the ball!
Yeah, he is sick.
What the? Wait, oh my god.
What? God damn it, I can't even talk anymore.
Who's that one on the left, boy?
Holy fuck! Get out of my face, you bitches!
I don't know if Vince was here.
Sorry.
Or Christy and Michelle.
Holy fuck.
Earlier today, we asked
HD this cracker out of here.
A fellow contestant, who would they vote off and why?
What's his name?
I would love to go to the videotape. We'll start with Michelle.
Holy fuck.
Hey guys, my name's Michelle. And
you're so Undertaker tapes.
If I had to vote off one of the other girls,
put that in there.
Very tough. thing to do or thing to say.
I'm
sorry to be honest, and I probably might be hated for this, but I would have to vote off Carmella for the simple reason
what?
That she's extremely
wow.
FABUFULBOQFTRUSOU.
Hold on, who's entered the rumble?
Let's hear from you.
Alright.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
I think we should vote Dallas into my bedroom.
What?
Question about who I would want to vote off, and I don't like answering it, but if I were to vote somebody off, and not to be like mean or anything, but probably Carmella, only because...
FABUROUF27544QR?FUS.
2 for 2. Maria,
I think that's right.
You're up next.
Oh, sorry.
If I could vote off one of my fellow contestants, I would have to say Carmella.
All right.
Damn, they hate this bitch.
Carmella is also going to say Carmella.
I talked to a lot of my friends, and they said she kind of reminds me of a douchebag.
She's actually the first one to say it.
I think that the crowd wants enthusiasm and excitement of what the...
F-A-R-T-I-N-G.
Okay, then. Tracy, you're up next.
I fucking hate that
if
fucking
I could
bitch.
Vote off one of the diva
Carmella.
I would vote off Carmella.
All right, yeah, go to hell.
Oh my god, there's no way it was this fucking unanimous. There's no way.
One of the other
divas. You bitch.
I really want this, and I want to have the time and all the strategy to do it. So I wish she would too.
Yeah, go to hell.
The only question is Carmella.
Carmella, your turn.
Carmella, you're up next.
What?
If I had to vote off one of the
I'd vote for Carmella.
I have to say it would probably be Joy. I hate this because I don't want to say anything negative about anybody, but if I had to pick one, I'd say her just because she is married and she has babies and
what?
It's really hard to find the time, I guess.
She can't be back here fucking, so I think she should just go home.
She's laughing at that fucking problem. That shit stinks.
Amy. Husband at home? What's he doing? Don't know.
I don't know.
Hi, I'm Amy.
The dog too.
If I could vote off one of the Diva contestants,
B.B. Weber?
It would definitely be Carmella. And the reason why is because she doesn't really
want to be the wrestlers. Right, all right, ladies and gentlemen, and now we have an impromptu
to you, the
voting session from,
I think it's great that we have to prove ourselves.
Oh my god, Jim Ross is here.
You guys don't know us. It's a great way to get to know
more of that fucking bitch, fucking Carmella. God, I hate her.
Is this what they mean when they say bury someone?
Real.
I actually hate her.
Hi, everyone. The question I've been given is who would I vote off out of my fellow Diva contestants? I'm sorry, but I would have to say Carmella because
this is insane.
I hate you, bitch.
Asset to our team. Laughing for the fucking pain.
She wasn't there for Diva Dodgeball, and we had to do it without her.
All right, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, Joy. Well, you're going home.
Let's find out who the
she's also dressed like she's going to fucking Target.
Vote off.
Damn, I wonder who's getting voted off.
Probably Joy.
And the Diva going home tonight.
That was happening to the frame rate.
Skill issue. Line. Huh?
What? Wait a minute. I'm killing you, Cracker.
What the fuck?
I'm killing you, Cracker. All right, Michelle, baby, come here.
All right, Jonathan, you're going to be symbolized.
Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
More from the Divas.
Not you, idiot. Later on, the other Cracker.
Now all these women have to live with the fact that they all just said that and then fucking she's still here.
She go, real. That doesn't even make any sense.
The audience voted for it, not the audience that made the decision, not
fucking die epic big style.
Not the actual people on the show.
Oh my god, the WWE Rewind brought to you by Clearasil Ultra.
Clearasil.
She's gonna be pretty relentless.
What the?
Forget about friendship, JR.
Got it.
Got.
What's my name, bitch?
He's wearing a fucking diaper.
He looks like he shittered his pants.
Come on, baby!
Watch your J-Raw.
Crazy fucked up two.
Y2J.
Boing, boing, boing.
Y2J. Yeet Hawk to
Alright, dude. Of defeat. Boing, 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 boing. Clearasil, four men.
Unforgiven.
You're unforgiven too.
Clearasil, four men.
Oh. George Foreman's in a lot of businesses, huh? Yeah, hit that shit, big man.
Oh,
I got him back!
It's been a long time coming, and so have I.
Oh my god, Batista with Ric Flair Evolution!
Ric Flair Evolution.
He just high-fived his fist bump.
Yeah.
God, but Barisa with hair is still cursed. Oh, yeah.
He has good hair, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot he got good.
6'6", 317. Why do you keep doing it?
I hate you.
It really, yes, that line does say Batista fears charisma. A great heart.
What? That's crazy. That guy should kill himself.
I think Big's not. Yeah, actually.
He's the girl with the dread tattoo.
You're an idiot.
You could go die too, actually.
Good movie. And good book.
Saskatoon! I don't even know what that is. I'm a big fan of Saskatoon!
Saskatoon! I can't read it.
Let me see.
Hard cat death.
Death flip. Hard death. What?
This isn't a bit anymore. John's having a stroke.
Hard death. No, wait a minute.
Cameraman, move the camera back over. I can't read it.
Well, maybe I should turn around.
He's the kid in the fucking crowd holding up the fucking belt, the fucking toy, big gold.
That's Melee at DPW.
Ric Flair is not Jeff. Let me see what it says. Oh my god! That's how you do it.
Test. Oh shit!
Look at me! I'm hitting a Quiddy.
The Quiddy.
This is what the kids today call unspoken riz.
You are a idiot. What?
I tuned him out. What did he say?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. It's something about Flair's book, and you can pay him money to lick his fingers and turn the pages.
Great,
he'll come to your house, lick his fingers, and turn the pages for you.
That's all right.
Ouchie. I want some Jollibee now.
What?
Ink ad.
Spaghetti.
I feel like I'm having a good stroke. What the fuck just happened? Fucking.
Yeah.
John just said ink, and then Sam spent spaghetti, and now I'm fucking...
I killed a guy like that once. What, Melee said he wanted Jollibee. Choo-choo! Oh. Holy fuck, you're gonna die. God damn it.
Never mind.
I wanted you to die so crazy.
Dubiousness out of him.
Yeah, dubiousness out of him. Judas!
Wait a minute. Say it again.
Wait a minute.
Break the walls.
The balls
down.
Of Jericho.
It's Batista.
They actually built the walls.
Look at it. What does he not have
strength on? Oh my god!
Boing!
Oh my god!
Alright, Christopher, you're gonna die.
Oh my god!
God, you're a good feed kid.
Crack, gotta do something now.
Mine's all
on the floor.
Alright, idiot, get over your CTE, Luther Salt. Oh!
Stop my car,
okay. Thank God you fucking literally saw it and actually called for the DQ.
Come on, ref, he didn't do nothing.
You can suck my cock, big man. Woo! Hit him! Good job, Hunter! Alright, Batista, your turn.
Oh my god, eat Sakino me!
What the fuck is that?
Eat Sakino me!
What did you just say?
Yeah.
Can't get in.
Get in, you coward.
He's really the spot.
Oh, guard!
Nah, he's symbolically doing this.
God, see you later.
What's this? Last week. Wait a minute, look at that. Oh my god!
He's Troy Evolution.
That's a fucking Sam Ah thing to do. Fucking.
Oh my god!
Hit my music. I'm going to go Barista out bar. For the save and then doesn't make the save.
Barista bar. God, he gave him crazy CTE.
Even crazy arch on that.
Holy fuck,
what about
his
pants? Holy crap, holy fuck.
Sure, Jericho doesn't like that impact. Look at this. He has a crazy concussion. Impact.
Bah!
Oh my god. Oh, promote
look at his too. Render.
The Benoit mid taking a shit render.
Karen looks insane here.
Alright, vote off that bitch, Carmella. Hurry up.
I agree.
Hope she wins now.
I don't got it.
The music.
Oh my god.
Jonathan Coachman jump scare.
Jonathan Coachman millennial pause. Holy fuck.
Oh,
boo! Boo!
If you want to vote for Christy, call the number that's on your screen right now.
What the?
866-WWE-1322 for
Christy. Go ahead and text him, Melee.
I'll be a wreck.
There's Maria. If you want to vote for Maria,
and I guess I'll be a wreck.
Dude.
Where's Batista?
My question. This is the shit that'd be playing on Raw when your parents walked in the room.
Yeah, real.
And I guess I'll be erect.
Last four digits of what? Her social?
Her social security number, yeah.
I should know I won't.
Don't put any sauce into that shit. Go home. This is a real woman. You fucking saw that shit. There you go.
I can't even talk when she's on.
Who's barking over there? It's crazy.
Whoa!
Oh, baby. She's got titties.
What?
I want to kill myself. This shit sucks.
Hey, come on, John. All right, John, shake your ass.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Every time one of these segments pop up on fucking... one of these shows, I turn into Dean when it comes to wrestling.
Honorable gods. Oh, that was some fucking dog shit.
That was fucking stupid as fuck.
I want to see awesome Kawada. I want to see the shit.
The say!
And it will be Randy Orton, the youngest world champion in WWE history.
That's a big question, JR. But also, the biggest thing next Monday night on Raw, the
let's
wedding,
get it on.
Kane and Lita. I can't wait.
Oh,
to
play the package again. Yes.
What the wedding from hell? What are you talking about, JR? Look, there's Opal. Your invitation. The entire world is invited. You know I always cry at weddings, JR.
Oh, he's not saying it.
I was hoping that they would do the whole thing again cuz they weren't here when they played it the first time. One wrist taped up.
Batista killed Jericho.
I was not ready yet.
It was awesome. You all right?
Yeah, see, Justin G's fucking impatient.
Listen. The biggest night of your life last night, right?
It was like, shit.
The world heavyweight champion. Think dreams are made of. Now tonight, you got Benoit breathing.
Dude, this head. Is...
You're afraid everything's going to slip right through your fingers first night in, huh?
Listen, that's yeah, you could have Rick pay him to do that for you.
Do you understand what you did last night, Randy? Hey, you understand what that title means, huh? You understand what being the world heavyweight champion means?
Oh, here we go.
Last night, you became the youngest world heavyweight champion in history. Do you
last night? That was like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, do you realize?
Or does I watch the product?
Flair didn't even win his first world title till he's like 31 or something. You understand the fact that the guys like what? Dave Batista would give their arm.
Also, fun fact, Triple H and Batista are the same age.
That world championship.
Mm-hmm.
And last night,
I don't know, they were 24.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could do, right? Last night, you did the undoable. You beat Chris
the unthinkable.
In the middle of that ring.
Do the unthinkable.
Now, you want to know how you deal with tonight?
On the uncrustable?
You go out there, and you be Randy Orton.
Okay.
Be who?
That's it. That's all it takes.
That guts you where you are.
Yeah, that's kind of easy.
You rely on that talent, and you rely on that ability, and you rely on what brought you to the dance. And do you know what brought you to the dance, Randy?
Your balls.
Evolution.
My ass.
So you go out there tonight.
And you shake your ass.
Randy Orton. Shake your ass.
All that I'm voting for you.
And you let Evolution take care of the rest.
Okay.
Because Randy, trust me. There is no problem. Because Evolution is your solution, man.
A mystery. Oh.
You got me? Gotcha.
Doesn't even know the fucking lyrics. Idiot. Right.
Evolution is fine.
You beat Benoit for the second time.
Evolution is fine.
In a row. And when it's over, Evolution's going to be in that ring with you. And baby, we are going to celebrate like only Evolution can.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now you go do it, champ.
No hands.
All right. I'll smack my ass next time.
Orton do it. That's the question.
We're going to celebrate like only Evolution can. You three are going to get drunk and get high, and I'm going to sit in the corner and drink a water.
Uh-huh.
Saliva.
Saliva.
Drowning pool.
Melee Hellbot.
What the?
Stand up.
And what a night it has been. What an epic matchup this should be.
That's all right.
The rematch is now. And a standing ovation.
Yeah. Too soon, Sam.
Matisse.
That's a. Did you guys see that crazy fucking Benoit sign they just cut to?
Yeah, it said Chris Benoit.
No.
Yeah. It said doing the uncrustable. I don't know what that means.
Nation.
That was almost Nation. Close to death.
What? Never.
Go back to Atlanta. Evolution.
Evolution.
Even the match graphic for the belt looks like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, Randy Orton Evolution. First name World Heavyweight Champion, middle name Randy Orton, last name Evolution. I'm gonna take my big gold to Dynamite tomorrow.
Ooh.
I'm holding it right now.
Holding melee right now.
What? With my purchase.
What? You're welcome.
What?
You can pay the rest.
Nation. Evolution!
For the first time, and we're going to get to see the first defense here live tonight. And it certainly wouldn't be embarrassing for young Master.
I need to know how we got to this point with this belt. Like, how did they not replicate the WCW one better?
It all started with George Hackenschmidt back in 1920.
What? Out of your Dean. Oh my god!
Did not get
get one wink of sleep last night. He has probably cried over the fact that
it's
he
not support.
That championship. Look at him. He can't wait 1 minute to try to regain.
Judas.
I thought he was going to just drop his head on his head.
Judas.
Hard, viciously, right into the heart of the 24-year-old champion, Randy Orton. What's wrong with a man crying? Did you not see Randy Orton? He's the world heavyweight champion in history. The suplex, the coomer. I saw Chris Benoit lose the title to Randy Orton. I saw Chris Benoit come back to the ring.
I saw Chris Benoit.
I saw him come.
And shake Randy Orton's hand after the ring.
Come.
If he's man enough to do that, he's damn sure man enough to regain the title here tonight.
How many times are you going to talk about Benoit shaking somebody's hand? Big deal. Randy Orton is the story.
Big fucking
Randy
deal.
Orton is the front page news. Let's talk about our new world champion, the man to lead this deck. Company into the future, Randy Orton, the man of destiny.
Benoit purely assaulting Randy Orton here with another right hand. He's got to create some distance.
Fuck. Do it again, sucking that on my head.
Benoit the challenger. He is the hunter now. He is hunting and cornering the new world champion back into the corner with a world title on the line here live tonight on Monday Night Raw.
Benoit is so desperate. He has started this match at much faster pace than last night.
Cover! The cover! And Orton able to kick out. Benoit the aggressor, pressing the advantage. And Orton now trying to just get a little bit of respite here. Get a breath. But it's not to be. And another clubbing blow from Benoit. Hammering. Out of mid-back, right in the spine.
Okay, calm down, JR. Calm down. We all know how tough Benoit is. But this is an unfair advantage. Randy Orton's body is reeked with pain from last night. What did Randy Orton go through last night to win the title?
We talk about destiny. It could be Benoit's destiny to regain the title here. Fisherman Buster by Benoit. The photo with the cover and another near
when
fall.
Roma
Benoit pressing the issue here.
And
while the passion is boiling over on Chris Benoit, under the eye. And the youngest member of Evolution using Flair's. There it is! Roma! Oh, man.
Oh.
Orton saw that title flash before his eyes there.
Come on, Randy. Remember those prophetic words of Triple H. Just.
My God.
Be yourself out there. In your case, there couldn't be worse advice, JR, but.
Dude!
Like a. Look at Jerry almost scored the thing.
Come on, Randy.
Orton is getting punished and hammered here by Benoit. Benoit like a man possessed. You wouldn't think these two guys went through a hellacious battle just 24 hours ago that tore the place down at SummerSlam.
Yeah, but JR, you know what is not fair about this? You know that after there was a huge celebration last night after Randy won. You know he was out on the town probably till 4 or 5 o'clock this morning. He was not ready for this type of match here tonight.
Benoit, oh, look at this. Look at Benoit here on top rope. Benoit on the top. No, top. The super.
Jesus Christ.
Benoit's head bounced off the canvas.
He's doing the thing again.
Benoit cannot win by count out. He's got to pin the champion.
No.
Oh, what a super flex. Will it be over here?
I'm a visual learner.
I don't get it.
Here's the heart of a champion.
Gustavo Rock.
Man, what a super.
What?
Benoit punishing his own body. And it's like I said earlier, what will Benoit do to his own carcass to regain the world heavyweight title?
It's all you can think about, isn't it? It's just an unfair advantage.
This is about
less than 24 hours after losing the title, Benoit gets a rematch here in Canada. I mean, let's face it, he's from Canada.
Northern Lights suplex, the bridge, the cold, the near fall. And Benoit, I've never seen Benoit as sharp, as crisp, as he is right here. It's hard to believe he could be this sharp 24 hours after SummerSlam.
That's because he hasn't slept.
Jesus. Oh my God.
He doesn't want to believe that he lost the title.
He has that killer instinct.
Well, those covers and those pinning combinations.
I know it. How many near falls is that, JR?
Big psychological advantage.
No.
Ben Wall,
Randy,
Ben Wall,
get your leg out.
Well, he's got a fight hat and finally kicks off. Ben Wall, who you know is looking for the sharpshooter.
Oh, no.
Double leg pick up by Chris Ben Wall, the challenger.
Benoit again looking for the sharpshooter.
Struggle, Randy. Do anything you can. Use that talent. Use that ability.
Orton, you got in the ropes. There you go. Desperation move.
Use the head of yours.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
He would have stood them.
I thought he was still going to do it, honestly. All right.
I also thought he was still going to do it.
Should have.
SummerSlam in a classic match, a hard-fought match where the momentum changed on several occasions. It was physical, it was intense, and we're seeing the same thing here tonight.
I saw Benoit fly through the ropes last night and hit his head right into that retaining wall. How is he able to be here tonight and do this?
Benoit rolling back in, breaking the referee's 10 count. Benoit cannot afford to be disqualified or counted out here. Oh, man. Orton's got the championship advantage. Orton's got the pin, or only to submit.
And everyone has a third leg swing.
Yeah, Orton.
Match ends.
He taps as we come back.
Piccolo style.
Oh, shit.
What's Benoit going to do? Benoit's on the apron. Oh, what a shot.
There you go.
What a uppercut shot by Randy Orton.
Just look at this.
All right, dude, you still found a way to take your fucking head off of it.
That's the first real sign of pure
offense. Oh, you're right.
But Randy may have hurt his own leg with that offense.
Well, that's a sharpshooter. Also, you know the match is good if we're not doing bits during it and it's a Benoit match.
What?
He might have had the company with as many as maybe five beautiful young women last night.
The steel ring post was there.
We had some libations last night.
The Irish hit by the champion. And Orton could give a damn less if he wins this thing by count out. He just wants to get out of here with his newly won world heavyweight title.
It's not fair that after the night of celebration that Randy had last night that he had to defend his title here tonight. It's not fair.
Benoit knows the rules. He brought Orton back in during a commercial break. There's a cover, and Benoit shoots that right shoulder up. And
hold him down, Randy. Hold him down. Just think of the celebration that you'll see tonight. If you beat Benoit two nights in a row, you heard it from Triple H. The official celebration of Evolution will be tonight, JR. And you know how Evolution can celebrate, don't you, JR?
Yeah, but does lightning ever strike twice in the same place? The knee drop, the cutting, the lateral press. And again, Benoit refuses to quit. The pride and the passion of the Rabid Wolverine. We're seeing it.
Come on, Randy, think about the... Yes!
Neck ringer.
Yes!
All right, don't do that to his neck. Come on.
The neck of Chris Benoit last night at SummerSlam.
Oh, there'll be wine, women, and song. with the Evolution celebration tonight, JR.
You'll never hear Ben Wall complain about his neck. And Orton is limping there for the results of that.
Come on!
The sharpshooter. There's a leg drop by Randy Orton.
Wait, I hear Ben Wall complaining about his neck. He's screaming. He's complaining.
Orton was choking. Referee Jack Doan called for the break. Ben Wall's got to be very careful here. Ben Wall must pin or make Orton submit. Orton's got the championship advantage. And what a scintillating uppercut by the world's heavyweight champion, 24-year-old Randy Orton.
Now I think he's starting to feel it. Finally, probably the effects of that alcoholic beverage he consumed last night are starting to wear off. He's probably sweating it out of his system.
That's using crazy.
And a bio reverse chin lock.
Oh, it's beautiful.
He almost a rear naked choke. But Orton, look at that neck of Benoit. Benoit fighting. Ben Ross had his neck surgically repaired. He was out a year, but you'll never hear him complain. You'll never hear him bitch about it.
Well, you are a Ben Wall lover, aren't you, JR?
I respect it.
Look at Randy Orton. He's your world heavyweight champion. He is wrenching the neck of Ben Wall.
I respect Randy Orton as well. But Ben Wall's got 18 years of service in this business.
Well, Ben Wall is... He's not the youngest world champion like Randy Orton is. Randy Orton, at 24 years old, has won the world championship.
I'm not taking anything away from that accomplishment. And Benoit trying to duck his way through this thing. And this match, in my view, is far from over.
Well, let me tell you, Orton is paid his dues. He's third-generation wrestler, JR. It's in his blood. He's a man of destiny.
And Orton now back in offensive control. Referee Jack Doan checking Chris Benoit. And Chris Benoit may have given us everything he has. And Benoit hanging in there. Benoit not stopping. Benoit's heart is beating. That means he's
my crazy to say that this might be better than their SummerSlam match?
No. You're not crazy for saying that. Because I am walked in crazy.
Yeah, I also, we have been, it's a Benoit match. And we have Dominator!
OKR.
OKR.
He's still suffering the effect that knee is hurting.
There's a cover that could be over here.
Oh,
Benoit. You see Benoit. Desperation. As if his life, and maybe it does, depend on it. World heavyweight title means as much to Chris Benoit as it can mean to any human being.
It doesn't mean as much to Benoit as it does to Randy Orton. Randy Orton's the youngest world champion in history. Man of destiny. Means everything to Randy Orton. You know that.
Well, King, in all due respect, it can't mean that much to Randy Orton. He's not even, he hasn't been the world's champion 2 days yet.
Oh, my God, JR.
Orton again, grounding Benoit.
I wish I could see things from your point of view, but unfortunately, I can't get my head up my rear end that far.
See the guy in the white hat, red and black shirt in the front row? He is completely disassociated.
Yes.
Trying to get back up to his feet.
I just wish we were back in the United States right now. These partisan Canadian fans wouldn't be rooting for Benoit. They'd be rooting for Randy Orton.
Because they got nothing to do with Canada.
Randy Orton from the heartland of America.
Got you.
Title match and another neck breaker by Orton.
Oh, no.
I know Orton's from St. Louis. It's a great city. He's from a great wrestling family, but this is one hell of a wrestling match, and you're seeing it live, a rare opportunity here tonight on Monday Night Raw.
Randy's hurt as well.
I'm sure as heck both of these men are hurt. How could they not be hurt after what they went through last night, after what they're putting themselves through here tonight?
Come on,
this
Randy.
Is for the World Heavyweight title, and this is why this is Monday Night Raw, the flagship in the
Double Nation.
And look at these both men back up. What a hell of a fight. What a hell of a wrestling match. We've seen with these two men over a 24-hour period.
Bash him, Randy. Bash him. Look out, Randy.
Kitchen sink.
Oh, Benoit buried that knee. Orton was not expecting that king. Orton is hurting it. Air drove out. Orton fights back.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. Oh, Benoit was not expecting that, was he?
Yeah, what an awesome move. What a deal.
Randy Orton's back, black back blower.
By Randy Orton.
Yeah, back blower.
The talent of Randy Orton. It's the ability of Randy Orton. It's the
what?
Destiny of Randy Orton, JR. He is the world heavyweight champion.
Ooh, and you're going up to do my move, yeah.
Well, there's no doubt he's the most celebrated 24-year-old.
He's going to do a crossbody crazy style, and it's going to get reversed into a fucking crippler crossface. All right, never mind.
All right, my turn.
Can the veteran Benoit now?
All right, Sam.
Huh?
I took a gamble.
What?
I took a gamble. Oh, my God. I bought a custom Gift of the Gods title on Etsy.
Oh, you're fucked.
This is not good.
Are you sure?
It's going to look like absolute dog shit.
I will see when it comes. If it looks like shit, we'll see.
You wasted your money, dog. I hate to tell you that.
We'll see.
He's only 24. What did you ever accomplish when you were 24? Where were you?
Orton able to kick out there. What difference does it make? The German suplex. Orton was still about 6 or 7 last night.
Oh,
but I don't think he can withstand too many more of this. And Benoit is drilling Orton with a suplex.
Stop. Enough. Not another one. No, please. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The cross face. This is going to be it.
Tap out Batista.
Benoit's Pup Nations, the world champion season title, coming back to his house.
He's going to have to tap.
Orton trying to roll through again.
You're not going anywhere. I have you for 3 minutes.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
God! Oh, shit!
Oh, my God!
Crazy bump.
If I let you.
My God, Arco! Arco, that was crazy. He fucking paused in midair. Real shit. Clean as a whistle.
I would set it too. I'm glad he won fair and square.
I swear to God, I thought Orton was going to tap out in the triple crossface. Evolution to save the 24-year-old champion's backside, in my opinion.
Oh, wait till we see this celebration. Do you remember what Triple H said? Evolution is your solution, Randy.
Oh, look out, look out. Oh, no, come on.
This is just part of the celebration.
What the hell is this about? Batista ramming a helpless Chris Benoit. Right into the steel.
That's the way Evolution starts their celebration.
And I can't believe this. What a bad break for a courageous.
Oh, don't worry about Benoit. Let's talk about the celebration. Let's start the women coming down. The wine's going to start flowing. The women start flowing. Where are the women?
Hell of a wrestling match, I'll tell you that. Celebration or not.
It was great. It was fantastic. Your ability, your talent, Randy Orton. You're the world champion, the youngest ever. He beat Benoit 2 nights in a row, JR. Unheard of.
Not many men can say that.
Nobody can say that except Randy Orton. Look at this.
We got a one-winged angel.
Bring on the
women. Ooh.
Hey, where are the women? What a celebration, JR. We need more confetti, more balloons.
Oh my God, nothing's gonna go wrong. Everything's gonna be perfectly fine.
Evolution is fine.
Evolution is fine.
Boy, JR, wait till next week in Anaheim when Randy Orton walks that aisle as the world heavyweight champion. What a celebration that'll be. Back in the good old US of A.
What the? What the?
Sorry, I tripped.
Acha, 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 acha.
I can't believe it. Evolution's turning face.
What the?
They're getting horny. See, Barista was ready. He already in gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Flair's in gear, too.
Mm-hmm. God, that was sweaty.
Mwah.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs.
I prefer Fandu.
Big crazy style.
He's out. Dus.
Sure, let him know.
Yeah, this kid's going nowhere.
Can we keep the voted off Randy?
Well, they're voting off Randy. Right, the audience is going to vote off Triple H. God. Jesus, dude. Whipping his ass.
Oh, he's riding him up crazy.
Come on, baby!
Pin him.
All right, Hunter, we're gonna go live in 5, 4...
On a run commercial.
This is me. This is evolution.
Warrior.
All right, Justin, take us out quickly.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you all for joining us for this episode of Monday Night Raw. For John, for Sam, for Melee, I'm Justin. Fuck you, love you, bye.
Fuck you, love you, bye. Fast, no bunny. Take it to the crib. Make a drink coming. I'm from the hood. I ain't never did this, but now I can say that I done it. Cocaine Blaine, that's my dog. I called him up to house this slut. We gon' fuck her in the back of the bus and fill her nose up full of that dust. 3-6 Mafia, while on tour. Whooping these niggas and fucking these whores.